this is Earth and Sky. Until recent decades, the greenhouse gases in our atmosphere were considered a good thing.
Without them, Earth would be too cold to support life. But you can have too much of a good thing. On the planet Venus, a thick atmosphere of greenhouse gases keeps the planet's surface hot enough to melt lead.
Here on Earth, levels of greenhouse gases in our atmosphere are rising fast. A study of ice cores drilled in Antarctica went back more than 400,000 years and didn't find any period in all that time where greenhouse gases were as high as they are today. Other studies point to human activities, particularly burning fossil fuels, whose main byproduct is carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas. So are methane and water vapor. These gases make up less than 1% of our atmosphere. Greenhouse gas molecules all have three or more atoms. This complex structure gives them their ability to absorb heat. They let the sun's light and heat pass through to Earth's surface. But they reabsorb heat energy from Earth's surface. That keeps the heat here and warms the atmosphere.
That's why most climate scientists agree we'll see noticeable changes in Earth's climate in the coming century. Thanks to the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation, a private foundation dedicated to advancing research and education in the chemical sciences. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.